is a mixture recording these annals. Once Tobo could read, Uncle Goblin made him do all his reading for him aloud. "Could I do some more buttons, Sleepy? Mom thinks more would get more attention in the palace." I was surprised he talked to her that long. Boys his age are surly at best. He was rude to his mother all the time. He would have been ruder and more defiant still if he had not been blessed with so many uncles who would not tolerate that stuff. Naturally, Tobo saw all that as a grand conspiracy of adults. Publicly. In private, he was amenable to reason. Occasionally. When approached delicately by someone who was not his mother. "Maybe a few. But it's going to get dark soon. And then the show will start."
"What do we go as? I don't like it when you're a whore."
"We'll be street orphans. Though that had its risks, too. We could get caught by a press gang and forced into Mugabe's army. His soldiers these days are little better than slaves, subject to a savage discipline. Many are petty criminals given an option of rough justice or enlistment. The rest are children of poverty with nowhere else to go. Which was the standard of professional armies, men like Mergen saw in the far north long before my time."
"Why do you worry so much about disguises?"
"If we never show the same face twice, our enemies can't possibly know who they're looking for. Don't ever underestimate them. Especially not the Protector. She's outwitted death itself more than once." Tubbo was not prepared to believe that, or much else of our exotic history. Though not as bad as most, he was going through that stage where he knew everything worth knowing and nothing his elders said, particularly if it bore any vaguely educational hue, was worth hearing. He could not help that. It went with the age. And I was my age, and could not help saying things I knew would do no good. "It's in the annals. Your father and the captain didn't make up stories." He did not want to believe that either. I did not pursue it. Each of us must learn to respect the annals in our own way, in our own time. The company's diminished circumstance makes it difficult for anyone to grasp tradition. Only two old crew brothers both survived Soulcatcher's trap on the Stone Plain and the Kialune Wars afterward. Goblin and One-Eye are haplessly inept at transmitting the company mystique. One-Eye is too lazy and Goblin too inarticulate. And I was still practically an apprentice when the old crew ventured onto the plain in the captain's quest for Katavar. Which he did not find. Not the Katavar he was looking for, anyway. I am amazed. Before long, I will be a 20-year veteran. I was barely 14 when Bucket took me under his wing. But I was never like Tobo. At 14, I was already ancient in pain. For years after Bucket rescued me, I grew younger.
What?
I asked why you looked so angry all of a sudden. I was remembering when I was 14.
Girls have it so easy.
He shut up. His face drained. His northern ancestry became apparent. He was an arrogant and spoiled little puke. But he did have brains enough to recognize it when he stepped into a nest of poisonous snakes. I told him what he